views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Yes, I'm in. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I have an exciting, exciting show for you today because we are talking about money, we're talking about change, and we're talking about summits and celebrations and victories, and we're talking about entrepreneurship. So we are talking about being the voice for change. In our rapidly changing world, it serves us to embrace change as we redesign our lives and our world. While we know that change can be uncomfortable, it doesn't have to be when there's a willingness to communicate what's important to us. Join us today as we celebrate our recent Change Your Mind Summit with some of the most influential change makers on the planet. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you.
Yay. Welcome, ladies. It's nice to see you again. Welcome. So we're here to celebrate today. And, you know, I don't know exactly how this is going to go. I think what we'll do is we'll just kind of go around the circle like we do in a circle. When we're in our women's circles or whatever, we'll just go around in a circle and we'll start with Autumn. So this is because this is the person that I'm seeing there first in the circle there. And so we'll go around and we'll talk about our part in the summit, and I'll be asking questions, and we'll ask the same question of all the ladies, and we'll just go around. And so we're here to celebrate today the victory of our Change Your Mind Summit and the momentum and energy that we created on the planet and also with our beloved audience. So this, for me personally, it was a huge learning and a wonderful experience. I've grown so much in my own personal life and also being together in a team. So I'm curious as to what was your favorite part of the summit, Autumn?
Mine would definitely be the women supporting women in the most authentic way I have probably seen in my professional career. It was, we all did this out of generosity and like love in our hearts. And we all brought forward offers that we were, making available to the audience. But nobody was paid to be there. Nobody was being forced to all gave our time, energy, completely generously. And in this group of women, there was more support than I've really ever seen from a group of women in a professional setting, especially since we were all doing our own thing. There was never a scarcity mindset and there was never a competition mindset. It was always, how can I pay it for I volunteered to go first because I'm recording here in Africa and the time difference is makes it easier for me to go first. And after I went, but before I went, I got so much love. And then after I went, there was just like an outpouring from all the women and from all the audience, everybody who attended. It was so great. And then instead of checking out, I stayed tuned just like everybody else. I showed up to all of the summits, to the summit speakers, and I learned something in every single one. And it was just a really special space to be a part of for a week. It was really, man, high vibes.
Yes, it was high vibe. How about you, Susan? What did you feel that was your favorite part?
It's hard to say, you know, I love the high vibes part. Cornelia, I want to tell you, one of my favorite parts might have been even before the summit when you interviewed me. We talked about this on my session and I said yes. You know, I said yes energetically and then I said yes to you physically. And you got that. And that set it up for me, just the way that Autumn talked about, to really be in it with whole heart and whole spirit. Of course, the interview was so much fun, but saying yes to something that was on my bucket list, that I was so grateful to be seen, to be heard, to be asked, invited by you. I honestly think that my favorite part came right at the outset.
Wow, that's incredible. That's an incredible testimony.
Yeah.
I think too, what that speaks to when you're saying that is, you know, what you do in your life, the way that you show up and the way you do one thing, you do all things. And, so the fact that the way that you said yes and the way that you were throughout the whole summit, the way that you participated in everything that you did was a yes. So that was your experience.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, exactly. So fun.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. How about you, Carlinia? What was your favorite?
I think my favorite was just before you guys came on, getting on those preview, the Facebook Lives, and just supporting and spreading the message, because right before, I wanted to help so much with promotion, and it was like spirit was just telling me to sit still. And so I didn't know I would be able to just share the information, you know, right before you came on before every speaker, and then right before the speaker came on, to just put that out there and tell people why they needed to hear each one of us. And just like Autumn and Susan said, I was so excited about every speaker. It was so clear this wasn't about me. I love the fact that you brought us together, the camaraderie, the support was just absolutely extraordinary. And I don't have enough words. Nina's performance was incredible. We couldn't see her, but the information that she shared, everybody had something so special. And that you held it together and did, I don't know how many interviews that week, because you still did your regular radio programs in addition to this, still riding off the high.
Yeah, that was definitely everything that you said is true. And I want to keep going. I want to tell what my favorite part is, because I'm tapping into all of you and I resonate with all of you too. But I've got my favorite piece too. What about you, Deborah? What was your favorite piece?
I think it was the combination of all of these powerhouse women bringing each of our gifts together to make the sum greater than any of the parts. It was just phenomenal, because as entrepreneurs, we're so often lone wolves doing our own thing. So the co-creation was just beautiful to behold, and each one of us pulling our weight and bringing something together that was so beautiful. It was a phenomenal experience that we could share with the world. And I think all of our hearts and our gifts expanded in the doing of it.
Yes, 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 absolutely. All the parts that make the whole. It's so important what you're saying there. That is so true. All the parts that make the whole. We all contribute. We all contribute to that wholeness, to that oneness. How about you, Nina? What was your favorite part? Nina, we can see you, but we can't hear you, honey. I'm sorry. Let's see. Can't say hi to me. Nope, I cannot hear you. So if you want to type it in, then we'll be able to. Yeah, somebody said, Nina, can you hear Cornelia? Okay. So while we're checking to see if we can get you to communicate with us where we can hear you, I'm going to talk about my favorite part. And so as I'm listening to all of you, you know, I resonate with each and every one of you, because I totally get, I was feeling the same thing. I was feeling the yes, even before, you know, before this whole thing even got started. And I was feeling the support of the women. It's almost like we launched a film of some sort, and we were all the leading actresses in the movie. We were all the leading actresses, and at the same time, we all had supporting actresses. And we, you know, everyone won the Golden Globe or whatever, you know? It just feels like that's what it felt like. Like we were just supporting each other in such a way. And I mean, it was really a dream when you think about it, because like Autumn said, we all gave so generously from our hearts that we were not paid to be here. We came together to support each other and to put in the kind of energy, the kind of world that we want to live in. That's the kind of energy we put out. We showed up and we supported and we backed each other up, and we just hovered around, and we were the team. I was thinking about that again this morning. It was like the team. It was really the team. And I think that's the part you're speaking of, Deborah, is the whole, all the parts that make the whole, and also the team, how we triumph as a team. And that's what the power of 11 is really about. It was mastery in the team. We came together for the team. We did this for the team. And when we look at what's the big picture for the team, for the earth, for, you know, our audience, for the people that tune in and that watched us and that, you know, got our free gifts and that, you know, took, you know, looked at our exclusive offers and the things that we put together for everyone so tenderly, right? So that was truly my favorite part, is this amazing generosity of teamwork that we created here. And what a beautiful template that is now for, you know, for the collective to feel into, to know that this exists. Because the Millionaire Imprint for Women exists. The Heaven on Earth template exists. This here, generosity of spirit, of team spirit, of women supporting women, that we were totally in it to allow our audience to experience this incredible love and support. And that's what this was about. And that was my favorite part. And when it comes all down to it, it can just be summed up as a yes. It can be just summed up as a yes, you know. Just
yes, I love that. I just want to say, like, this whole idea that a couple of people have said about women supporting women, it's so important. You know, I think it was Deborah who said, you know, we're sort of either all entrepreneurs or solopreneurs. I think most of us work on our own, or we may have a team, but we may be the lead of that team. And so you're used to doing things by yourself. And the idea is so prevalent that women don't support each other, that women compete with each other. We do see that sometimes at the top end, executive, glass ceiling and all of that, but that was so important. The energy of that yes is also so important. I really just wanted to affirm that.
Yes, thank you for saying that. You know, that's what I just said on Facebook Live before I came on. I said that was one of the things, is that in the old world, I said, can you imagine? You know, women were against each other. They were jealous of each other. They were competing against each other. They didn't support each other. As a matter of fact, in one of the groups where I was in recently, I heard a woman say, or was it maybe even on the summit? I don't know, but it was a question that was asked, how do women support each other? And we gave the perfect model of how it's done. This is how it's done. This is what it looks like, because that's how we teach. You know, we teach by repetition. We teach by example. We teach by, you know, how, who we are and how we show up and the energy that we put in. So that's exactly how we want our new world to be. The legacies that we're leaving behind, the footprints that we're leaving behind, the momentum and the energy and the support that we want our sisters to feel, that we want our brothers to feel, that we want the children to feel, the love that we created here in this tribe. So we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I want to let our audience know that you can still go to changeyourmind.us and you can still sign up to watch all of the replays for with all the speakers here that if you didn't get a chance to sign up, and you can be part of any future announcements and also take a look at the amazing exclusive offers that each one of the speakers tenderly put together. Exclusive offers just for this summit that you can't find this anywhere else. So I want to bring Autumn back up and say, Autumn, tell us about what your talk was about, and also tell us about what your exclusive offer is, what that offer was all about.
Yeah. Thanks, Cornelia. So my talk was Lunar Manifestations, A Medium's Guide to Manifesting by the Cycles of the Moon. And what it was, in the Change Your Mind Summit talk, I talked about how I healed the deep grief of losing my brother 16 years ago to a murder that still has never been solved and probably will never be solved. He was murdered overseas during the early invasion of Iraq. So I talked a little bit about that. And through that lens, I was able to share how I moved through grief and then into this practice called conscious conception, which is where I connected with the spirits of my little baby girls before they came into physical form. And then moved into what I was offering everybody, which is my year-long manifesting e-course, Lunar Manifestations, A Medium's Guide to Manifesting by the Cycles of the Moon. That's a mouthful. If anybody's got a better title, I am all ears. Like, send me it over. Well, I just say Lunar Manifestations.
You know what I did? I shortened the title. I think, you know, when I shortened the title, I took out a few of the words just because it was very long.
Lunar Manifestations. So it's a year-long e-course using the cycles of the new and the full moon to plant intentions and then harvest those manifestations. And manifestations really just means anything that you draw from the immaterial plane or the dream phase, dream state, into your physical lived reality. So, and yeah, that was an exclusive offer I put together just for the Change Your Mind Summit. You can find it on my replay page at changeyourmind.us, along with all the other amazing ladies, because there will be more information about this coming out, as Cornelia mentioned. So if you haven't registered already, go over there so you can stay in the vibe of what all of these amazing women entrepreneurs are bringing and creating just for you, for the Change Your Mind participants.
Yeah. What was your offer about, Autumn?
It was my e-course. So it was do you want the price?
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. This is the Millionaire
Usually, I'm a creator, master educator. I just love manifesting and using the moon in a fun way. I'm also very structured in my life and my approach to education. And so it's a year e-course that you do with the cycles of the new and full moons every 2 weeks, using the specific energy of each zodiac sign as that moon arises. And I usually charge $2,500 for the year-long course, but for the Change Your Mind Summit attendees, it's $1,111 for the first 111 attendees, for the first 111 folks who register, and then I'll have to create something new.
Wonderful. Thank you for saying that. Yes. And so how about you, Susan? Tell us about your talk and tell us about your exclusive offer that you put together for our audience.
Okay, I'm happy to. When you told me, Cornelia, that the topic was Change Your Mind, it just came to me immediately. I don't know if you recall that, but it came to me immediately because I really have just one message that I share, I talk about, I teach, I coach on, and that is, get okay with being okay. So change your mind about yourself. Start with getting okay. It came up just earlier today. It comes up all the time. You know, most of us want to be excellent. Most of us want to be fabulous. Most of us want to be smart and cool and beautiful and skinny. And, you know, most of us want the big thing that's kind of over there. And I'm here to tell you that you can get that thing if you get to a certain point of giving yourself permission to get that big thing. And that starts with this state of being, which is, I'm okay right here and now. Right here and now, I'm okay. You can breathe, you can take a clear breath, you feel centered, you feel grounded. You know, you don't have that off kilter kind of feeling about chaos and overwhelm and anxiety and just too muchness, as I call it. So that's what I talked about, and I always want to talk about it. I talk about it every day on my Facebook Live at 5 series Eastern Time. This is what I talk about. I'm so happy. I love my free mini coaching sessions that I offer, Facebook Live at 5. So Cornelia, I want to tell you, I don't know you were so busy. I don't know if you were aware of it, but last week, the week of the summit, I did my Facebook Live at 5 series on Change Your Mind. And okay. So I'm so happy to be a part of this Change Your Mind vibe that Autumn just talked about. And then for my offer, what I offered to do for people who were joining the summit as viewers and participants, I offered a 50% discount to my personal breakthrough session. I do this 2 hours, often it's much less time, but I do a personal coaching session one-to-one, usually by phone, and I help people break through these blocks and the resistance to just getting to here. You know, like just getting to okay. So that was my offer. It's still open. It still stands for the Change Your Mind community.
That's wonderful. I love how you start with just being okay. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to see Susan's talk, it was very, very inspiring. And like she said, every day on Facebook Live, you can catch her. Now, I know you're getting ready to go on vacation. Are you going to be doing Facebook Live at 5 on vacation?
Oh, ladies. Cornelia just nailed me. Okay, so here's the deal. The answer is no, I'm not doing it. Because I want to do it because it's fun for me. I love doing it. But as I think you experienced yourself, Cornelia, we all really do need a break. So I'm struggling because when you love your work like all of us do, it's like you just want to do it all the time. So I'm answering firmly no. I'm taking a break for the next 2 weeks. However, you will surely be seeing me from Arizona at various times doing Facebook Lives.
Yeah. And you know, there's that push-pull energy that all of us, I'm sure, are feeling right now, especially in the summer solstice that we're in, the push wanting to go, go, go. And then the pull, you know, going back and just being and allowing and receiving and, you know, and all of that and recharging. Because, you know, this is also allowing the light to come in, like you so beautifully, allowing that light to come in and allowing the penetration to happen within our physical bodies. And that requires that we make room and we make space.
Yeah.
And then, hey guys, it's Autumn. I just wanted to jump in to give a testimonial about Susan. So Cornelia held space for all of us. We all held space for each other in different ways. And Cornelia did an amazing job. And at different points in the process, she said, you know what, you need to talk to this person. Cornelia knows. She shines the spotlight on people so that she knows what exactly it is that they're bringing to the table in full glory and full luminosity. And so I had a break fast. Can you do it in under 22 hours? And Susan did. I mean, she pinned me down and got the answers out of me that I needed in the moment for going forward with the summit. So I just wanted to say that. And that just goes back to the women supporting women, not just when it's easy or when it's convenient. It's like, if you're in need, let me help you. If I can lend a hand when I see that you're in a moment where you need somebody to just hold it. You don't even have to pull me up. Just hold it in that moment. So I just wanted to say that. So
thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of the great things about knowing a community. It's one of the great things about being in part of a community, because we know each other. We can refer people to each other. We can have that intuitive hit, that insight. Hey, you need to talk to so-and-so right now. That person can really help shift you wherever you may feel stuck to go to the next level. And, you know, so it's just wonderful when you're part of a community. And that's why if you don't have an inner circle, ladies, you definitely want to find one. You can join my Wealthy Roots mastermind and certainly join our Change Your Mind tribe. So and find a community, find a tribe that you can vibe with, right? Because it's really important to have that, especially today in today's world. One of the things that I found is that for me to keep my bullshit detector at an all-time high, and also, you know, to really be using discernment. Because right now there is no more, we just can't tolerate any more, not if you're not a walk your talk kind of, you know, showing up in that energy. And if you're not walking your talk, then you're not really being who you say you are. And so many of us here are about loving the word, speaking the words that you say, so that you can be a woman of your word and establish a level of trust, establish a level of trust with the people that listen to you. And that is also the amazing thing that has happened here in the Change Your Mind Summit, is the amount of trust that we have established among each other and within the community. So now going to, who was next? Is that Deborah or Carlinia that's going to talk to us about their offer?
Deborah can go.
Deborah!
Okay. So my talk was about, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? Because we are in a time right now where so many people are crying out for guidance from divine. And they're very frustrated because they often don't hear the answers, or maybe they get something, but they're not sure about it. And so they can't act. They're just kind of stuck in that rut going round and round. So I gave a bunch of tips about how you can hear the answers, because they always come and you're not limited to one question. It's totally open. You can ask as much as you want. And then for my exclusive offer, I decided to create something I had never created before. It needed to be special for Change Your Mind, because we were stepping it up. And I decided to springboard off of the concept of talking to God. So my exclusive offer is a private guided journey through your Akashic Records. As I said, I've not done this before. So what I will do, rather than just going into your records and telling you what I get, I will take you into your records and help you to see the messages for yourself. Together, we'll explore the metaphors and the symbols that come through to make sure that you fully get your answer. And it's a one-of-a-kind experience. So if you are an awakened soul who's ready to take that next step, then join me for a private guided tour.
Yeah, and Deborah, can you send everybody, tell everybody again where they can look at your exclusive offer, where they can find that?
Yeah, that's at changeyourmind.us, and then go to my speaker page and you'll find all the information along with the link. And there's also a link to my free gift, which is the Connecting with Your Guides meditation.
Hold on. Nina, do me a favor, please. We can see you now. Would you please mute so that
I'm trying to now. And I'm sorry. I have my wife's phone, so I don't know how to work it. I'm now.
Okay. There we go. Got it. All right. So wonderful, Deborah. So did you get everything said that you needed to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say that grab that free gift, because it's a very special divine download where your guides will literally reach down and pull you up and communicate with you. You can be held in the arms of love. You can get the messages you need. And I've gotten such beautiful feedback from people about how impactful and powerful it is. And people say, hey, meditation doesn't work for me, but this works. Yeah, because it's divine download and it's a guided visualization. Everybody can do it.
I just want to say one thing. The funniest thing for me, I loved the most. I think this might have been the best line. I didn't get to watch every single person's from start to finish, but the best line was when Deborah said, I think she was just, you were just talking, Deborah, and you said, people ask me, like, why should I believe you? Or something like that. And your line was, you don't have to. You know, you were like, you don't have to believe me. I don't need to be believed. And I was like, I loved that, because that's just you just sitting here in your own self. And that's what I think everybody is doing. It's like, you don't have to believe me. I'm just here if you want. That was great, Deborah. I loved that. That really stuck with me.
Thank you. Well, that's for all of us. If someone resonates, then connect. Let's talk.
Yeah.
All right, Carlinia, you're next up. Tell us about your exclusive offer and what your talk was about.
So my talk, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
My talk was about Kids of the Cosmos, Children of the Hidden Realm. And I know a lot of people thought that was about little kids. So part of it was, but more about our inner child and the guidance that we're receiving all the time. And like Susan said, you know, it's okay to just be okay with where you are. And that really is the basis for embracing all of you. And so my whole point was really be okay with who you are and where you are. And when you receive these downloads, whether you see things, hear things, know things, it doesn't matter how you know it, begin to acknowledge it, begin to listen to your pain so you can begin to heal and you can actually hear the voice of the divine, of God, by whatever name you call it. And I shared a little bit about my experience with growing up as a Seventh-day Adventist and being introduced in a Seventh-day Adventist school to reincarnation, and then losing my niece, my brother's first daughter, as a baby, and how that actually became a personal opening for me to experience the truth about reincarnation. And so my exclusive offer was a 30-day Change Your Mind Mastermind, where 30 days we get to begin to notice and to embrace our intuition, the ways that we see, because the way you see and the way I see may be different. But we get to go through 30-day period where we get to embrace that, because a lot of people are dealing with overwhelm and anxiety and undue stress and pressure, relationships that just don't work because there's a lack of boundaries. And when you don't know who you are, when there's this huge part of you that is locked off, you don't have boundaries. And so it's about erecting boundaries. It's about securing your space and reclaiming your power.
Yes. And how do people find out about that offer that you put together?
Yeah. So you can go to the Change Your Mind Summit on changeyourmind.us. And my talk is called Kids of the Cosmos, Children of the Hidden Realm. And when you go there, you'll see, click on my talk. I believe it's my talk. Yes. You'll see the exclusive offer there.
Carlinia, may I just say one thing? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. I just want to say, Carlinia, you know, I had a journey, not with you. I didn't know you then. I just met you. I'm delighted to know you. But I did have my own journey of learning and accepting my intuition. And my whole life is different. So to anyone listening to this, live, good for you. Or if you're listening to this as a, you know, archived podcast recording, I cannot say enough how much I encourage you to open up your mind, to take advantage of the opportunity to explore your intuition. And so, Carlinia, this work is so important. I have so much more to say about this, but I'm going to stop now. I just want to say, accepting my intuition changed my life.
Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you.
That's a meme. That's definitely a meme. And that's another reason why we created such a beautiful, supportive community with watching each other's talks, listening to each other, seeing what we're each bringing to the table, and then being able to, you know, refer people to each other, because that's also what's happening. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Nina Scott. You're here, Nina. Yay.
Yay.
Yay, Nina. Tell us about what your talk was about and tell us about what your exclusive offer is.
Hi, ladies, and hi, audience. My talk was about how to become the MVP of your business. And it's just basically about learning how to operate and have a strong foundation from the business side. You know, we are very creative as entrepreneurs, and sometimes we get distracted by our creativity and the things that we want. And we tend to forget about doing things from the customer's perspective. And so how to become the business of your, how to become the MVP of your business 2.0 is just assessing your business so you can know where you stand when it comes to how you run your day-to-day operations, how your customer service is, how you deal with your staff, how you deal with just account record, you know, record keeping and dealing with customers on a day-to-day basis. That's basically why I chose to do the talk on how to become the MVP of your business. And my free offer was, again, just, oh, I'm sorry. My free course is how to become the MVP of your business 2.0. My talk definitely was how to become the MVP of your business. So it's the same, but 2.0 is the assessment. The initial how to become the MVP of your business is what I actually talked about on the summit. So it is still the free gift, but the free gift is the course on basically assessing your business to become the MVP.
And tell us again, Nina, because we had some technical challenges that day, but we did end up pulling off an amazing interview. And the one thing I want to say to all the people that experienced us with our technical issues, I just want to say that we didn't edit anything in the end. And the reason why we didn't is because we were live. We were live. We were all live and we were showing up doing the best we could in our aliveness with everything. And Nina and I experienced, we weren't able to hear each other. So she called in on the phone and we still ended up being able to do the interview where the audience could hear. Now you told us what MVP means. What did it mean?
MVP means mindset, vision, and purpose and persistence. I couldn't determine which P I wanted to use, and I thought they both were extremely powerful, which is another P. And so I definitely wanted to keep purpose and persistence because, again, your mindset definitely has to be all the way there as an entrepreneur. If you have what I call a loser mentality where you're always blaming other people or it's always somebody else that has to take accountability but not you, or you're in denial or you don't want to confront certain things, then that's definitely having a loser's mindset. And then, of course, V is for vision. You definitely have to have a powerful, strong vision and make sure you see it through. The purpose is, I always say, do things from a purposeful standpoint, because trying to chase money or to chase anything materialistic is definitely going to lead you to failure. And persistence, you definitely need persistence, because as we know, with the technical difficulties that we've experienced and the back and forth, the ups and downs in business, you will fail and you have to be willing to pick yourself up and stay persistent on your journey, or you just won't end up getting to your final destination. So that's what MVP stands for.
Yeah, I love that. MVP, be the MVP of your business. That was a wonderful talk. So many great tips on that talk, because you also talked a lot about, different streams of income, different streams of revenue for the entrepreneur. So if you are an entrepreneur, and a lot of people are embracing entrepreneurs, and it really serves you well to be a wealthy one.
Absolutely. Yes, my wife said too, going back to what you said earlier in reference to not editing anything because we were live, she was like, she really held you down. She was like, we're going to maintain this space for Nina. We're going to, she just said it's your energy and everything. So I just want to say I definitely appreciate that, because some people could have been flustered, but I just want to say you handled it very well. Yeah. I appreciate you for just maintaining that space while I was all flustered and going crazy. But like you said, we pulled it off. And at the end of the day, the thing, what you did in the beginning to me was just as powerful as once I came in. So I didn't want you to edit it anyway.
Oh, good. Well, you know, it's like I said earlier in the podcast when we started, is that the way that we do one thing is the way that we do all things, at least for me. And the space that I hold for my clients, for processing, for whatever it is, for grieving, for moving through stuck energy, whatever that is that's the space that I hold. And that's the energy of the mother. It is the mother energy that I hold and that I bring to the space. And it's developed. And that's why people can feel it. And it's just easy for me to do that because I live it. So it's a wonderful way for me to also, having had this experience, mm-hmm. that I can see under pressure how I showed up, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a leader, you know, in my zone of genius, and then being able to also, you know, because my reputation is at stake, and you know, being able to deliver what it is that we mm-hmm. say, very, very important. So now we're going to take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're celebrating our victory with the Change Your Mind Summit that we recently engaged and created with all of you, together with all of you. And I want to talk about my talk in the summit, and about, because that was also the other thing, is that I was a interviewer and then I was also interviewed. So I played multiple parts. So I also had to prepare and create an exclusive offer. And I also had to prepare a talk. And my talk was about several things, is that I wanted to talk about how I've overcome suicide in my own life, and how this is something that anyone can overcome, because I was one of those souls that had suicide. It was a suicidal tendency in my life, and I was trying to commit suicide many times, and I talked about just one story in there about what actions I took in order to do it. So, you know, those were the things. But I can't even imagine today, looking back in my life, that I would ever, ever do anything like that again, because I totally have healed and recovered from that. And that would never, ever be a thought in my experience again. So I talked about that, because suicide is an epidemic today. It's an epidemic, and it's an important conversation to talk about. It's like an elephant in the room. And I wanted to shine the light on the shadow and talk about that part, because if you do, or if people have suicidal tendency or thoughts, that these are definitely things that they can overcome and they can rise above it. So I talked about that in my talk. The other thing I talked about is the shadow of the divine feminine, the shadow of the uninvited feminine, and how to move beyond the shadow, how to communicate your boundaries, how to not project your own emotions or shadow onto other people, and the level of responsibility that it takes as a sovereign being in the world, as an empowered creator, how it's your responsibility to take responsibility for your own life and not blame other people, right? So I talked about that. And then I talked about how I love shining the light on people. Love shining the light on people. And that's really the thing that I love doing. What I had to learn how to do is to shine the light on myself. So that was a big part of my own learning. But it's natural for me. It's like something I love doing without thinking about it. And when it's like that, then you know that you are doing what you are meant to do. And that is for me to shine the light on the people that I associate with, the people that move into collaboration with me, the people that work with me in my private circles or on my radio programs. And for the Change Your Mind Summit, I created a exclusive offer that had 8 spots available for individuals that wanted to be featured together with me on the radio. I think it was 6 spots for like $997, something like that. But it was ridiculously awesome for what it is that you're getting in the background. And that offer is still on the table. And so you can go to changeyourmind.us and look at the Cornelia Stephanie page and look under exclusive offers, because everyone's offer is still there listed under the exclusive offer. So I just want to thank the audience. I want to thank you, the speakers, for your participation, your level of commitment, and to make this go. One of the things that I've been told in my life is how I show up. And that is what we all want to see, how we show up and how we show up in the world, how we show up and support each other, how you show up on your own foundation, and how people can learn to rely and trust in you. And for that, I thank you so much for being part of the show today. What's the one thing? We have just a couple minutes left. What's the one thing that you all want to leave the audience with today? Let's just go around the circle real quick, say a few words, and then we're going to say so long. Autumn.
I'll go.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, join us. Like, this has just been, you know, everything I do is about energy. And if something doesn't feel good, I don't do it. I don't invest my energy there. And this has been something that has filled me. And I just want to share with everybody. So if you're thinking about, like, just even just following along, go put your email in and just see what's coming, because you're definitely going to want to watch this space, be a part of this space. Like, it's good vibes. Like, it's just, oh, it's just good. Just join us. That's all I have to say. Join us.
Who's next?
Nina?
Okay. I would like to say, piggybacking off Autumn, start today and start here. Like, you have so much valuable information that's just out there, just sitting at changeyourmind.us, free offers, discounted offers, so much material that you can use for whatever business venture you decide that you want to do. Like, start today and start here, because you're not going to meet probably a more genuine group of individuals who are there to just give you all of the love and support that you need at 100%. Like, that's what I would like to say.
That's spoken very well by a business strategist, MVP. Yay. Okay. What about you, Carlinia?
You know, I have to second what Autumn and Nina said.
That's all you got. We got to go, because.
Yeah. No, especially if you're an entrepreneur, join us.
Join us. Join us, everybody. Changeyourmind.us. Okay. That's it, everybody. See you next time. Lots of love.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful With Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.